Today is Daf Tesvav. We're starting a new perek. Seder Tanias Ketzad. So we talked about in the first perek when it didn't rain, all the different fasts. That first the Yechidim fasted for 3 days, and then Beis Din were Geizer. Three sets. They had three and three and seven, and then after that, they kind of gave up, and then individuals would still fast, etc. So the Gemara's discussed.
It's the end of the rain season.
And then it's the end of the rain season anyway, so there's no point. You missed it. It's farfal, so to speak. So now we talk about what actually happens in the fast days. Seder Tanias Ketzad. How does it work on the order of the fast days? Maitzinas Atevul Echev Shal Ir. They take the Omud out into the street of the city, the plaza of the city. And they put ashes from a burnt something or other. Efer Mikla means ashes mamish. As Rashi points out, that Ofar means dust. And Efer, Stam, and Ofar are interchangeable. Like you have in this week's Parsha, Afar Sreifa Sachatos, where it says offer with the ayin, even though it's the ashes. And you also have the other way around. So Efer and Offer, that's the example that Rashi brings, but are interchangeable. But Efer Mikle, why does it use to put the word Mikle in? Dafke to tell you that it's ashes from a burnt, from something that burnt. So it's ashes, not dust, which is more. It's more of an embarrassment or a. What are we trying to do here? We're trying to show lowliness and contrition. So if it's ashes, that's even more lowly than it would just be normal dust. So they put that onto the Omud of a Rosh HaNossi and the head of the Nossi, of Rosh Av Bezdin, the leaders basically. V'chol Echad V'Echad Nosim B'Roshay. And each person puts it on his own head. As the Gemara will discuss, how come the Nossi and Avbest and someone else puts it on their heads, and each individual puts on their own head. Hazokin Shebehen Omer Lifneim Divrei Kavushin, and the elder amongst them says words of Kavushin, it actually says means press, like a Michpesh, a presser, and he presses their hearts, he squeezes their hearts to make them do tshuva. So that's why we call it Divrei Kavushin. So he says these words of awakening for tshuva, and what does he say? Achenu, our brothers, le'nemar ba'anshe Nineveh v'yar lekim esakam v'estanisam, in the people of Nineveh, which is the story of Yonah in the whale. Yeah, so he ended up going to Nineveh and he told them that their actions are no good, and therefore they need to fix themselves up. And it says there that they changed their ways. They did tshuva. So it doesn't say that Hashem saw that they had sackcloth on and they were fasting. That's all chitonius. That's not the thing. That may be an inspiration for the thing. What's the thing? The thing is, Ela vayar lekimas masayim. Hashem saw their deeds, kishavu midarka mara, that they had repented and returned from their evil way. So that's what he tells them. This is the Hesoris that he says to the people. Uva Kabbalah Ho'emer. And also he says to them, in Kabbalah, in the Novi, it says, V'kiru levavchem v'yal bigdeichem. It's better to tear your hearts than to tear your clothes. Tearing your clothes is an external sign of mourning, but tearing your heart is more important. So Rashi points out, why does it say that Yonah, the story, Yonah is also a Novi. So how come with Yonah it says, it doesn't say B'divrei Kabbalah. He just goes straight into Loinem or Baranche Ninveh. And then with the Zvikir of Avchem Yal Bigdeichem, which is in Yirmiyah or somewhere. Where is it? I'm trying to find it on the side. Can't find it. Yoel. I'll take your word for it because I can't find it.
Down the bottom.
Yeah. So that's also, Yoel. So that's also Divrei Kabbalah. So why doesn't he say Divrei Kabbalah by the Yoinah? Says Rashi, because what's called Divrei Kabbalah is when a Novi says something which is a teaching to the people, we call that Divrei Kabbalah, because we accept what the Novi told us. Whereas the pasuk that he quotes from Yonah is not the Novi telling anybody anything, it's a story. Yeah, not only that, but no, he did tell them to do tshuva, but it's a story. But the pasuk is that Hashem saw their deeds. It's not, the pasuk is not the nevuah. Yeah, the pasuk is not the instruction or the nevuah. The pasuk is just the recording of the events. So that is not called Divrei Kabbalah, says Rashi. Divrei Kabbalah means when the Navi says something. So that's Divrei Kabbalah. That's the chiluk in the Mishnah with Yoel versus Yonah. They were both part of Trei Osar, the 12 sort of prophets. This is everywhere. This is everywhere. We're going to see. Yeah, we're gonna see that in the Gemara.
So when they say the what do you call it, the loss in the Rosh Besen is not love dafke because you.
Okay, so that means the elder in the whatever place you are, it's the elder. Okay, amdu b'tfila. So then they stand up to daven. My reading lifnei teva zaken v'rogel. So they send up a chazan, a person who is old and familiar and used to it. V'yesh le'bonim, and he's got children, u'beisei reikom, and his house is empty. So he should be, Rashi says, posher kipruto. He should be poor and desperate, so that he, k'dei she'heliu b'sholem b'tfila, so he'll mean it when he davens. He'll be full of heart. V'yeh me'lifnei emeshim v'arba brachas, and he says 24 brachas. That means in the, I'm going to say the Shemone Esrei, but it's not the Shemone Esrei anymore, if there's 24 of them. In the Amidah prayer, he says 24 brachas. Yud cheshe b'chol yoyim. So it's really 25, but who's counting? Yeah, so that means Lavashinim we know is an extra one at the end. We still call it Shemone Esrei, right? So when he says Yud Ches Shebechol Yom, the 18 of every day, he means the 19. Yeah, and then Moisif Aleh Moed Sheish plus 6. There are 6 extra ones. You end up with 24 plus the 1. But Elohim, what are the 6 extra brachas? Zichronis v'Shoifros, which is like on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, so the brachas of Zichronis and Shoifros that we say in Muslim Rosh Hashanah. And then the next one is El Hashem Batsarosali Karosti Vayaneni. That is, this is in Tilim. Yeah? It's a Shir Hamalis in Tilim. That El Hashem Batsarosali. So he says the psukim from that capital. And then he says, this one's Kuchafala, if I know that. Esa Ein El Ahorim. That's the next bracha, is Esa Ein El Ahorim. And then Kuflamim Amakim Krasich Hashem. And then it's what Kufbe is, Tfil Onichiyatif. So these are all in Tilim. So those are the chapters that he says in these extra brachas. And there's going to be a siyum in a minute, which we'll get to. But just those are the 6 themes of the 6 extra brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lehoyot Tzarech Lemer Zichronis V'Shoifres. He didn't say Zichronis and Shoifres. What's Zichronis and Shoifres got to do with the fast day? Zichronis and Shoifres has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that Hashem should remember you. And Shetal Zichronim Vnechem and Tam Lechun Elechem Amei Abashoifar. So Zichronis and Shoifres, says Rabbi Yehuda, is Rosh Hashanah dik. It's no Indian to Tainus. Ella Omer Tachtayim, but instead of them, 2 extra psukim or chapters in Tanakh. Ra'av Kiyeh Ba'aretz Dever Kiyeh is one chapter, and then that's in Malachim, according to this. And the next one's Jeremiah 14. Yeah, Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem Yirmiyahu. Well, Dvar Al Divrei Habatzoros that Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu regarding famines or droughts, I should say. Okay, so there's an extra kapitlach that are minyona de yoma in Tanakh. So the 6 extra brachas. And so these are the themes, and each one has a chasima, baruch atah Hashem, what you're going to finish off with. Now, be careful here, because here the rishayna doesn't mean the first extra one. It means the first one which is different from a normal weekday. Because the first one is actually the bracha of Goyal Yisrael. Yeah, re'enu v'onyenu. And he actually adds extra stuff into there. So even though we just said the 6 extra ones, the Mishnah is about to count out 7 brachas, which can be confusing at first blush, and therefore that's what we have to understand. So the Rishoda means the first one which has extra text to it. He says, Misha Onna Es Avram Baharam. So this is the end of the bracha. To finish off the bracha, he says there, according to, whether it be Zichronis, according to... Sorry, this one is not Zichronis. This is just the bracha of Goy Yisrael. He adds into the bracha of Goy Yisrael, Misha Onas Avram Baharam Ariya, the one who answered to Avram and Haram Ariya, Hu Yana Eschem Yishmael B'kol Tzarkaschem Hayem Hazeh. He should answer you, and he should listen to the voice of your outcry on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goy Yisrael. So that's the bracha of Goy Yisrael. It's interesting that he's talking to the people. Yeah, he's not talking to Hashem there. Tzarkaschem. Yeah, so it's... So this is part of the way he talks to the people. Al Hashniyahu Eimer, On the second bracha,
so is that inserted?
That is inserted within our normal Gal Yisrael.
Is that part of the six?
No, that's just.
It's more than 24 brachas.
No, Gal Yisrael we say anyway.
So right?
It's an addition. No, the Berachat Hashem Gal Yisrael is the same, but the text of Gal Yisrael is lengthened. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And we normally
we put
a neino in there, right?
Yeah, so.
No, we don't. Oh, okay, the Chazan does. Yes. Yeah. Okay, we had that discussion. Okay, but yeah. Al Hashniyah Ha'Emir on the second different bracha, which this is the first of the extra brachas, so each one's one behind. On the second one, where he said, "So what was that one?" That was about El Hashem Batzarasali Karasi Vayaneini. He said, "Sorry, according to Tanakama, this is Zichronos." Yeah, so Zichronos, he finishes off with Zichronos by saying, "Misha Onos Avaseinu Al Yamsuf, the one who answered to our forefathers on the Yamsuf and split the sea, Hu Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzakaschem Ayem Hazeh, that he should answer you and listen to the voice of your outcry on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem Zeichem Anishkoches, yeah, which is to do with Zichronos. Remember those who are forgotten. Rashi says that Nishkoches refers to people in Egypt." Because they were forgotten for a long time, and then eventually it says, "Vayisker Elikim." There, okay. So Hashem remembered them eventually. So Zeichem Anishkoches. Then,
but for the Zichronos, you do that series of Pesukim, Torah, Nevi'im, in the same order.
Lav Dafke. Oh yeah, no. Rashi says Kol Pesukim. Yeah, Rashi says you say all the Pesukim that you say on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the same Nusach of Rosh Hashanah. But Zeichem Anishkoches. What do we finish on Rosh Hashanah? Zecher Bris. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so it's a slightly different. Al Ashlish is on the third bracha, which is Shofros. So he answers. So it's each one is in yonah the bracha, right? He says on the third one, Mishanas Yeshua by Gilgal, which is where he was when he was about to make the walls fall down in Yericho. Hu Yanas Chem VeYishma Kol Tzakas Chem VeYem Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atrua. Okay, so that's the shaychus of Yeshua to the Shofros because he blew the Shofar and the walls fell down in Yericho. Yeah, then comes Al Revi'is. The Revi'is is El Hashem Batzarasali. So that's a nice generic. I call to Hashem in my troubles, and on that one he says Mishana Shmuel B'Mitzvah Yanas Chem Shmuel B'Kol Tzakas Chem Yemazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tzaka. This is with Amalek. Yeah, so there's it's also Shemei. It's also so that's Batzarasali.
In other words, this one is just the whole Perek of Tehillim with the block at the end.
And he says Mishana Shmuel.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying yeah. Before
yeah, that's it. That's right. Just the Peritilim. Alechamich Yisu Omer on the fifth one. So the fifth one is what Esa Ein El Ahorim. He says Mishana Shaliyah Bahar Carmel, which is a mountain. So it's Shaychus to Ahorim. Yeah. Hu Yanes Chem Yishmel Bekol Tzakaschem Yemazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemeya Tefila. Vaistuis that Shemeya Tefila was said twice because we all have a normal bracha Shemeya Tefila, but this is an extra bracha Shemeya Tefila. He just has the same chasima. Then Alashishis. On the next one, which is Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, who Emer Misha Ones Yoina Meadogo, because that's Mamakim, he was deep in the fish, yeah, underneath in the ocean. So that was Mimamakim Krasich Hashem, so the one who answered to Yoina in the stomach of the fish, who Yanes Chavishmel Bekol Takaskam Yemazel, Baruch Ata Hashem, who Eina Be'etz Tzara, the one who answers at the time of trouble. Al Ashvi, so this is what.
Again, repeating because what you had in the
time yeah, but he doesn't. We do that when we say Aneinu, but on these rain fasts, they didn't say Aneinu. They said this stuff. Yeah? So I don't think it was repeating. The whole thing is Aneinu. It's all Hu Yaneh Eschem. I mean, yeah. And the seventh one, which is the sixth extra one, which was the capital of what? Tfil La'oni Kiyatov, Hu Eime Misha'ones David Veshleime B'noyi Yerushalayim. Because the Tfil La'oni Kiyatov, as Rashi says, is related to lack of rain. If you look in the psukim there, Be'atzarak Shemayim, etc. So therefore, it's Shaykh to David and Shlomo who davened for the country, yeah, when there would be when it was famine. That's why it's Shaykh to that. Hu Yanes Chem Yishmel B'Kol Tzakaschem Yemazeh Baruch Ata Hashem HaMerachim Ala Oretz, which is to do with the land and to do specifically with the lack of rain. Okay, so those are the extra brachas. Maisa b'mei Rabbi Chalafta. There was a story that happened. There's Rabbi Chalafta. Rabbi Chalafta was the father of Rabbi Yossi. yeah, who was known as Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta in his full name, and he was in Tzipori. He was the rabbi of Tzipori, and there was Rabbi Chanana ben Shradjain. Sha'avar in the story with in the times of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya, Sha'avar echel lifnei ateva. Somebody went to the Amud, the gomer as a bracha kula, and he finished the bracha. V'loy anu achar of amen. They didn't say amen.
Just by the way, in the Mishnah here, touched teva as the omud. How do you know it doesn't mean a the oren? Because they used to move the sefer teva out of the shul. They didn't keep it there. They had a box which was.
Why do I say it's the omud? Because he's lifnei hateva.
The yoded lifnei hateva is to go before the oren. In other words,
no. In general, whenever we say yoded lifnei hateva, it means to go to the omud. Yeah. I mean, they were going to lay, so the Mishnah, they took a Sefer Torah with them as well. But this Teva is the Omer where the Chazan stands. Gomer said, Bracha Kula, and Amach Ramein. They didn't answer Amen. And then they said, Tiku Akayanim, blow the Shofar Akayanim, Vitoku, when they blew. And then they did, Mishon Asaf Ramah Vinu Bahamariyu, Huyan Aschav Yishmael, Bekol Takas Chav Yemazah. So the next Bracha. And they said, Hariyu, blow Truis Bnei Aaron, Akayanim. Hey, Riyu, when they blew. Etc. etc. So they did each bracha, and after each bracha, instead of saying Amen, they just said blow the shofar and they blew it. So for each bracha, when the chachamim heard about this, Amru, they say, what's the matter? Sorry?
Take the
Akra
to
say.
Alright, I changed my mind. If Askel says it's the Ark, he's right, then it's the
Omid. How does Askel translate your lifting a table?
It goes before the Ark.
Before the Ark?
Footnotes, he says, but the same Terry is on side.
Fine. Rashi's insane.
Where they got Rashi from?
Rashi to Riff. What's that? Like a handball? Rashi to Riff. Okay. Then we have, he said, Lehayu Noyagim Kain Ella Bishar Mizrach. The Chachamim said that this custom not to say Amen after the Bracha was only in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash didn't say, they didn't answer Amen. The Eastern Gate was a daven there, and Shar Mizrach, the Beis Hamikdash, Harabais. Otherwise, we should say, and this was happening everywhere. Yeah, Rashi points out that Lehayu Noyagim Kain is not referring to the Shofaris. Yeah, if it's only to do with the Amen, because
that was only in the Mikdash.
Yeah, because they definitely blew the shofar in the Gvulim as well. Yeah,
the Anias Amen isn't that what he's saying? Is the Lehayin Noyagin?
Yeah, but they're not. They weren't saying that we weren't Noyag to blow the shofar only in the Beis Hamikdash. He's saying we weren't Noyag to not say Amen only in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, the Lehayin Noyagin Ken is referring to the Amen, not to the shofar. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Seder. Then comes Sholosh Taniyos HaRishonos. Now, this is a whole separate topic now. So those are the brachas, and that's the Seder Hayoim. Now, who actually fasts? So basically everybody, except the exceptions. What are the exceptions? Sholosh Taniyos HaRishonos, in the first three fasts, so remember, there was not counting the Yechidim, altogether there were 13 fasts that the Beis Din were Gozer, 3, 3, and 7. Yeah? So the first three, Anche Mishmar Misanim, the people of the Mishmar, that means the Koyanim who were on duty that week. Yeah, so that means the Mishmaris were divided by week, 24 Mishmaris, each one had a week. So the people who were in the Mishmar of that week, Misanim, they would have to fast, or Balema Shlimin. They didn't have to complete the fast, because the people of the Mishmar, even if it wasn't their day, so what happened was the Mishmar was by week, and each Mishmar was divided into seven Batei Ov, which is smaller family clans within the Mishmar, who had a turn each day of the week. So if it wasn't your day, so generally you didn't do any Avoda. But if there would be, for some reason, lots of demand and lots of work to do, then the other people of that week would help out the Koyanim of that day. So the people in that week who might have to help out, so therefore they didn't fast the full day so that they shouldn't run out of koyach if they need to help with the avoda. The Anche Beis Ov, the people whose day it was, Lo Hayu Misanim Klal, they didn't fast at all because they had too much work to do and they didn't want to dampen their strength. So that was the first lot of fasts, which wasn't so strict. Then came Sholosh Shniyos, the second lot of three, is now Anche Mishmar Misanim Mashlimin. Now we're going to get a bit more strict because it's a bit more serious now. So the people of the week have to fast and complete the fast. The people of the day, they should fast part of the day, but they don't have to finish the fast. Sheva achronis, when it gets to the last seven, now we're getting really serious, is elu ve'elu misaron mashlimin, and everybody has to complete the fast, even though it's hard, you have to do it anyway. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. The Chachamim are more lenient, and they say, no, Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos, Eilu Ve'Elohim Misanin Klal. The first three, neither the Anshei Beisov, nor even the Anshei Mishmar, even the people of the week, they didn't fast at all. Shalosh Taniyos, in the second lot, Anshei Mishmar Misanin Olem HaShlinim, Anshei Beisov Olem Misanin Klal. In the second lot of three, which is more strict, so the people of the week would fast but not complete it, the people of the day still didn't fast at all. Sheva Achronos, in the last seven, is Anshe Mishmar Misanin Umashlimin, then the people of the week have to fast the whole day. The Anshe Beis of Misan of Lamashlimin, and the people of the base of the day would fast but not complete it. Now, so that's to do with the Taniyos. Now that we've talked about these Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Beis of and how they conduct with Taniyos, we're talking from general halachas about the Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Beis of. Anshe Mishmar, the people who are on duty for the week, the Kohenim on duty for the week, Mutarim Lishtos Yayin Balelis. They're allowed to drink at night. So a Kohen, of course, is not allowed to do the Avoda if he's drunk or if he's of wine, because that's enough to make you on the path to getting Shikur. Yeah. So when you're on duty, you can't drink. But if it's someone else's day, so if you might need to be a helper on that day, you also can't drink. But by the time you get to the night after, even though Hekta Chalovim Vevarim happens during the night, but you already know whether you're going to need to work or not, because you'll see how many kabbalas were brought, so you'll know if you were on duty that you were working. If you weren't called by nightfall, that means you're not going to need you today. So then you can drink at night. Avalev Yom, they can't drink in the day, just in case they're needed. Huh? For Brengans in the night, yeah. The Yanche Beisov, but the people who were on duty that day, because they had to work at night as well. There was still work to do in the night. Anche Mishmar v'Anche Maimed, the people of the Kohenim of the week. Now, Anche Maimed is a new thing he brings in. Anche Maimed is the Yisraelim. So that's not the Kohenim were divided into 24 groups. So the Yisraelim were divided into 24 groups also. And they came as representatives of the Bailim. Every Korban has Bailim. There's the owner of the Korban, and there's the Kohen. So the Kohenim act as the Kohen, and these Anshei Maimed would act as the owner of the Korban. Yeah? So they were divided up, and they would go and stand and watch. So those Anshei Maimed, who, when it's their week, is a Surim Elisaper Ulamachabis. They're not allowed to have a haircut, they're not allowed to wash their clothes. We're going to say in the Gemara the reason, because we want them to do it beforehand, so they should come looking nice already when it's their turn into the Beis Hamikdash. But on Thursday, Mutoyin, then they're allowed to have a haircut. If their hair's long, they're allowed to wash. Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos. Because Thursday is the normal day for haircuts, because Friday's too busy. Kol HaKasuv, now, getting more generic. Kol HaKasuv Megillas Tainis. So we know there was this book called Megillas Tainis, which had all the days when you put the lights on, no Tachnun. And they had different levels of holiday in Megillas Tainis. If it says in Megillas Tainis, Delelum Mispid, not only not to fast, but not to make a hesped either, not to make a eulogy, is Lefon of Osur. That means the day before is also Osur, because you might be Mamshich into the evening, and you'll be over on the Yontif, and therefore the day before is also Osur. So Erev, that holiday, you're not allowed to also make a hesped. But La'acharov is Mutar. But the day after is okay, because you're not going to come to go backwards, so therefore be alright. Rabbi Yossi says no. Mid Isru Chag Hest, this is also Osur to fast and mourn. Yeah, if it just says Lelelehi Sanah, so there were some lesser holidays where they didn't ban eulogies, but they only said you're not allowed to fast. So those days Lefanav LaAchrav is Mutter, so they're less Yom Tov Dik, so therefore, even the day before, you can also have a spadim and fast. And Rabbi Yisrael, well, the fun of Osla Akrav Mutar, Rabbi Yisrael agrees that it's more Mekel Dik, and not as big a Yom Tov, but he said the fun of the Akrav is Osir, if it's a stricter Yom Tov, and on this one is the fun of Osir, but Akrav is Mutar. Ein Gezrin Tanas Al Tzira B'Tchila B'Chamisha, you should never start off a sequence when you have the 3 and the 3 and the 7, you never start off a sequence on Thursday, Shalala Hafkiya HaSha'arim, because the people will not realize that you're starting, that it's because of a fast, and they'll see that everybody's buying extra food Thursday afternoon, and they'll inflate the prices. Yeah, but if you started on Monday, by the time they get to Thursday, they'll know something's up, and they'll realize by then that it's fasting for rain, and it's not to do with inflating prices. Ella shalosh taniyos harishonos sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So therefore, when they start the first three, you start Monday, then you can do Thursday and then Monday again. Shalosh shniyos. By the time you get to the second round, the shopkeepers, the guy in Rishon, knows what's going on by then. He catches on eventually. And therefore, you can go chamishi sheni v'chamishi, you can do Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Rabbi Yossi, mikashem she'en v'shenis b'chamishi kach l'shniyos l'achroinis. Just like the first sequence doesn't start on a Thursday, no sequence starts on Thursday. So everything goes on Monday. Yeah, so you skip a Thursday and you go back and start next lot on next Monday. Ein geizmin tanas talat tzivur b'ashe chadashim b'chanakev v'purim. You do not make a fast for people in the Sibur to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim because they're holidays. But if you started a sequence and then the Thursday or Monday somewhere in the sequence happened to be Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Purim, Purim's an interesting one because that wouldn't be to do with rain because Purim it's too late. Chanukah is still on Kislev, so maybe Chanukah. Ein mafsikin, then you don't stop the sequence once you started it. Tivei Rabban Gamliel. Amar Rab Meir says, Afal Pisham Rabban Gamliel, Ein mafsikin. Even the Rabban Gamliel says you don't stop the sequence and you do fast on these days. Amar Moida Hayesha Ein mashlimin. He would agree that you don't complete the fast the whole day. Lechem B'tisha B'av Shechol Yesh B'erev Shabbos. Similarly, if Tisha B'av comes out on Friday, you don't fast the whole day. So Baruch Hashem, they organized that Tisha B'Av never comes out on Friday. Otherwise, we'd get to fast up the whole day.
It could be Gius. We said also the town is surrounded by troops.
Yeah, that's right.
You can make a
time. Yeah, there's other reasons. That's right. So that one in Purim is Lav Dafka rain. Yeah, this is all any fast when they make a called Sarash Leitov El Sibur. Okay, it says.
How long is Mishnah in Shas?
The one at the beginning of Sanhedrin is pretty long. Although in Mishnayis, I think in Mishnayis it's broken up. But this is broken up also in Mishnayis. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Seretanias Ketzad, on the Mishnah. So it's Mashma, Seretanias Ketzad is Mashma that all of the fasts like that, even the first lot of three. Yeah? Or Aminu, so I'll ask you a contradiction. It says, the first lot of three, and even the second lot of three, they go into shul and daven the way they daven the whole year. And on the seven last ones, they take out the Amud and the Ark. They figure both. They take it out to the city, to this thing. So what do you agabe ateva, and then they put the ashes on the Ark and the Amud. Ark/Amud. So it's only the last seven. And Reb Nosson Eimer, Eifer Miklahim Mevi'in. The first Tana says just Eifer, which could just be dust. And the second, and Reb Nosson says it has to be Dafke ashes, which is even more bizarre. So how come the Mishnah here says Seder Taniyas Ketzah, which is Mashma, all of them? No, when our Mishnah says Seder Taniyas, it means the special ones, the seven last ones where you have all this extra stuff. They're right. Okay, they put the ashes on the head of the Reish HaNossi. V'hara Tani Kolecha V'echad. Noisim b'roishay. After the nasi puts it on first, then everybody else puts it on their head. Fred the Gemara ain't it ain't so. V'atanya Rebbe Yomer b'gedula. If you're doing an inyan of chashivus, we're giving kavod maschilim in agadol. So you get the greater person go first. So you would give the nasi the kavod to go first in an inyan of kavod. But b'klala, if you're in an inyan of cursing of peronius maschilim in akatan. You should start from the lowlier person. How do I know that? Begdula maschilu ben agadol shem aviyah mishal aron alazal esomer. When it came to teaching Torah and to saying halacha, so Moshe started with Aaron and then alazal and then esomer. So it was an order of greatness. Start from the top. Over klala maschilu ben akata. How do I know that? The Omar Mar or something. But Chilin is kala nachash. When it came to cursing, when Hashem cursed in the mice of the Eitz Hadas. First, he cursed the snake. Because everyone knows that Adam is a higher madrega than Chava.
She was
also Yitzir Kapo Shulakash
Baruch. She wasn't the prototype.
Hiskin Levi Menu Binyan Adayad. Anyway, whatever. So therefore, we see that it goes in the opposite order. So how come over here, if it's an inyan of Peronius, you should do the every person should go first, and then Nasi last. Answers the Gemara, Hachashivus Ladidhu. No, this Indian of putting the ashes on their head is actually a sign of cover that they are the greater ones. The Omri Lahu, that the people are saying to them, Atun Chashivisu, you are Choshuv, Lemi Boyal and Rachme Akuli Alma, to be able to daven on behalf of everybody. So it's actually a sign of respect that they go first. Okay, there's a whole bunch of brackets. I'm going to just read the way it is because it's too hard to edit. Kol lecha v'yecha neisim b'roishay. Amr avada v'chol lecha v'yecha neisim b'roishay. Sorry, v'chol lecha v'yecha. Well, whatever. Each person puts it on their own head. Yeah, but someone else puts it on the nasi and the beisov. Is nasi v'yav beis enam inishka le'inu v'neisim b'roishay. Why don't they take ashes and put it on their own head? Why does someone else put it on their head? Ma'ishto the shakol inishachkirin yu manach lahu. Is Amar Rab Abba de Min Kesari in a deum is Baish Meyatzbel, is Baish Meyacherim. It ain't the same when you're embarrassed yourself to be embarrassed from somebody else. So if someone else puts ashes on your head, it's even more bizoyan than if you put it yourself, and therefore it's more of an Indian of lowliness and humility. The Hecha Monach Lahu, where on their heads did they put it? Amar Rab Yitzchak Wakim Tzulon, they put it in the place where the tefillin goes, Shanemar, Lasum La Velitzin. Lasum. To put for the mourners of Tzion, Lasaislam, Pe'er Tacha Sefer. Very interesting play on words. Pe'er Tacha Sefer. So we know Pe'er refers to Tfilin. Yeah, as it says by Yecheskel, Pe'er Chavash Alecha. So you take the letters of the word. So Efer is the ashes. You take the letters of the word Efer, and you're Mahapichit to the letters of Pe'er. Yeah, Pe'er Tacha Sefer. Instead of ashes, you get Tfilin, you get beauty and glory. Kainti Alanu. Karamamish.